about that. As being someone who's on the production end, I mean, would you say that, you would say to these fans, look, it's a marvel that, they're able to do that considering how difficult it is to produce an anime in the first place?
Well, absolutely. And I mean, it's kind of just the unfortunate thing of life, that there's always going to be naysayers for everything. I mean, anything anyone does, in any aspect, there's going to be people that are going to say they don't like it. There's going to be people that are going to say that things should have been done better, that, you know, somebody would have been a better choice, or that, you know, you should have left this alone, or whatever the case may be. But I think, yeah, like you said, the fact that they were willing to go back and say, look, this show has really had a lot of staying power. Let's go back and recreate it for a whole new generation of people. Let's look at what the fans want. Let's see what we can do to give it to them and give it to them as fast as possible. And really, really give this show another chance. I think that's amazing. I mean, I don't know many companies that are willing or are able to do that. I'm sure it's very expensive. I'm sure, with other things going on that they have other shows they want to work on, and the fact that they all want to come back, I feel like it's almost like a labor of love that they want to do this. So, I think that's amazing. And to be a part of that process is awesome.
So you would say definitely, to those who speak ill on that subject, you'd probably say, give the producers a break.
Absolutely. I mean, I know that everybody has an opinion, and I don't like to, negate anybody's opinion or say you shouldn't say that, because everybody is entitled to feel what they want to feel. And I think that's great. But I'm always of the mindset, and how I just try to live my life in general, is if there's something that I'm upset about, it's probably the way that I'm looking at it. And there's always, you can choose to see the glass as half full, or you can choose to see it as half empty. And if you don't like the way something is working and you can't find a positive, spin to it, then it's probably not something that you should be involving in your life at this time. I mean, things change, and that may be the case. And I just feel like when people are going to be antagonistic about anything, about a film, about an actor, about a book, about a magazine, about a TV show, about an anime, and it's got their passion for it comes from a good place. I mean, the opposite of hate is love. So they either love the original series so much that they really don't any changes to it, which I totally understand that there's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, give it a chance, because if you love it, obviously the people that created initially, they loved it as well, and they loved it so much they want to bring it back and they want to work on it again. So I would love for everyone to look at the show and look at the new animation or the new dub or whatever the case may be with an open mind, as that's how I feel everybody should look at anything and everything. I mean, anytime a book turns into a movie, Twilight, Harry Potter, with series that were so successful, like Harry Potter, I mean, there's a theme park after it. There's still people that say that they hate it and it wasn't like the books. And there's people that love it and think it was amazing. So you're going to get a mixed bag, whatever the case may be.
Indeed. Now, on the series overall, Classic, Crystal, the manga, everything, what are your thoughts on the series? I mean, you've spoken on the idea of, dealing with female issues, female empowerment, things like that. I mean, what are your thoughts overall on the series? I mean, just in general.
I love it. I think it's a great bonding thing. I mean, obviously, girls can watch it when they're young kids and they can relate to it. And like Amanda, who plays Sailor Jupiter, she was saying, she used to reenact episodes with her friends and her siblings in her backyard, reenact the episodes. There was a little girl that I met at a convention that her mom had watched the original series, and now she was showing the new dub to her 8-year-old daughter.
And, I mean, especially... Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Well, I was also going to make a note to state, I mean, I suppose really to ask, I mean, how, you know, how does it fit into that? Do you think it fits into that girl power era of the 90s? And in some ways, at least in anime, as of late, you know, how it fits into that girl power thing that has kind of been a theme in some of the later animes?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that girl power and confidence and, you know, girls can be super sweet and bake cakes and also like kick ass. I don't think that that's something that's like, just in a certain decade or I feel like that should just be the way it is. I mean, girls should be empowered to do what they want. However they want to be, if they want nothing to do with any sort of quote unquote girly thing, if they want to play with Hot Wheels and race cars and, you know, I don't know, because that's not me. I'm a super girly girl. So if they want to do super athletic things that traditionally are known as quote unquote boy things, awesome. I love that. I think that's amazing. I don't think that it should be something like, well, this is a girl empowerment show. That like love Sailor Moon or love My Little Pony. I don't think that should be, well, this is a show that, you know, it's a magical or a magical girl anime, or this is, I don't think that it should be, that anybody should be defined by anything. I mean, if you like what you like, you like it. If it makes you feel empowered, great. If it makes you feel like a part of a group, awesome. I was like, it kind of didn't fit into any group in high school and oftentimes felt left out and like I didn't belong. And so what I love about working in anime and going to conventions is that's a place where everybody fits in, no matter how different you might be in other places. And for me, it's really cool to get to work on Sailor Moon and to be part of a group of sailors where we have our color and we have each other's backs and you're part of a group. And that's really, really exciting. So it's a really inclusive series that I think, and that's what I really appreciated about it is it really takes everybody and brings them in as part of the family. And I love that family dynamic. And I don't think that's just a Sailor Moon thing. I think that's an anime thing in general, but I definitely feel it. I feel it very strongly when I meet Sailor Moon fans or when I talk Sailor Moon with other people. Everybody seems very welcoming and kind of like, well, you know, get in here. This is the Sailor Moon family. We all want to help everybody and do good. And I think that's an awesome thing that a series can do that and do that for so many years for so many groups of people, and that people feel it so powerfully that they want to give it to their kids. They want to relive it all over again and extend that same feeling to their children, which is awesome.
Indeed. Well, I think we've fully covered Sailor Moon, but that's not the only thing you're known for. I think you're known for a few other voice acting projects, especially your work with Funimation. Would you like to tell my audience maybe a little bit more on that?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I've worked on a lot of shows with Funimation. That was really how I got started in anime. First show was Peach Girl. Since then, I've worked on Soul Eater, Sergeant Frog, Fairy Tail, Black Butler, Shakugan of Shana, Kaze no Stigma, Bamboo Blade, Strike Witches. I don't know. There's been a few shows.
Indeed. And would you like to maybe tell my audience especially about your work on Black Butler?
Yeah, sure. Black Butler was awesome. I was very fortunate to get to voice Lizzie. And I know that living in Texas and all of us being actors and being people that like to play with our voices, we all love accents. And I had always wanted to play a character with a British accent, but, you know, traditionally they're going to get someone who's British to do that on camera. So when I got to audition for Black Butler, I know every single person, in the Funimation acting pool wanted a role in that show just so we could like break out our British accents and have a little bit of fun. And then I got to get cast and kind of be like a princess. I mean, it was amazing. Like you're looking at these amazing mansions and all these prim and proper, very, it was just super fun. And also Ian Sinclair directed it as well as, Colleen Klinkenbeard. And I love both of them, and they were very cool to let me, kind of take some risks when I would say, I really feel like she is a person that loves everything so much that her own, that it could kind of be to her detriment. Like, I feel like the only way she would ever hurt anybody is if she hugged them so, so much that she killed them. And I just feel like she's so adorably sweet and so full of love. It's just such a joy to play someone like that. I mean, sometimes there's an immense amount.
All right. So actually, I have a question. Many of my friends are very much a fan of this, one might say, icon of anime voice actors, Mr. J. Michael Tatum. I have not had a very big opportunity to say this, so what is it like to work with this guy?
I love J. Michael Tatum so much. I mean, working with him is fantastic. I wish that we got to be in the booth at the same time, because when we work together in anime and dubbing, we're all recording one at a time. So we'll get to hear each other's voices if we were fortunate enough to record after them, but oftentimes that isn't the case. So my experiences outside the booth with J. Michael Tatum are some of my most favorite. I mean, obviously, he's a super talented, super, super talented, very knowledgeable, brilliant guy. But he's just so funny. He has a great sense of humor. And he and I love food, and we love to go on culinary adventures as well as just chat. And I think we're both very sarcastic, and we like to kind of engage in a battle of wit or get in trouble with our sense of humor and our comedy, which is, I feel, very safe way to rebel and kind of cause trouble. And it's really fun when you have a partner in crime as awesome as J. Michael Tatum.
Indeed. And what would you, I mean, and you brought up a very interesting thing. These days, a lot of voice acting is not done ensemble as it used to be.